WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Divided votes at last night's Bryan City Council meeting included funding for this year's Texas Reds Festival.
Debate lasted 40 minutes before the council approved the Downtown Bryan Association's request for $110,000. Rafael Pena repeated his call for the DBA to go through the Convention and Visitors Bureau application process for hotel occupancy tax money.
It seems to me like we're at a candy store. We're going to give you, you know, whatever you ask for, and this is what you're asking for. Things in my district, I know we're talking about hot funds, so, you know, let's talk about BRAC. That's one of the things that can be funded.
DBA Executive Director Sandy Fair says their budget reflects the size of the event the council expects.
We picked up the ball from Texas Reds from the city, and we were never told we'll cut back or scale back.
The council is also split on the chain of command for a new senior advisory committee. An amendment was passed that the advisory group reports to the Parks and Recreation Board and not directly to the council. The main motion as amended passed unanimously. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tomorrow morning's special meeting of the Bryan City Council has been canceled due to an unexplained conflict that arose after notice was given the day before yesterday. The council was to consider three proposed state laws regarding Blinn College. State senators representing Bryan and Brenham have co-sponsored a House bill written by John Rainey. Charles Schwartner and Lois Kolkhorst also support the appointment of two Brazos County residents to Blinn's Board of Trustees. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Texas A&M has announced the new location of their football fan shuttle bus service. Get to the Grid will be at Momentum Plaza at University in Copperfield. There will be more than 1,000 parking spaces in a lighted location, which is about half the number occupied by fans who parked at the mall last year. A university spokesman says the difference will be made up by additional parking on campus. The College Station City Council has annexed more land near the Welborn community. The unanimous vote followed public comments the last 2 months. The only speaker at the last council meeting was an opposing property owner, Carl Hathaway.
We've been in this battle and argument for 7 years, maybe eight. The services that we're going to get, such as code enforcement officers, being able to go get permits, we have such a negative interest in this. We don't want it. Quite honestly, we feel like it is being forced on us, and it is being forced on us.
At last month's public hearing on annexing 233 acres in the area bordered by Welborn Road, Greens Prairie Trail, and Reuter Road, two speakers called for quick construction of sewer lines to the formerly rural area. A Bryan woman is dead after a two-vehicle crash on Highway 30 east of College Station the night before last. DPS reported 89-year-old Dorothy Perry pulled her car out in front of a pickup. The passenger in Perry's car and a passenger in the truck were taken to the hospital. The driver of the pickup was not injured. Another full house was in attendance for the 11th Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley Tribute Luncheon. Business owners Cherry and J.J. Rufino were recognized for their community service. Longtime friends who presented tributes included Mary Mike Hatcher of Bryan Broadcasting.
Cherry is quite simply the Pied Piper of Bryan College Station. When she walks into a room, the space is illuminated with her larger-than-life personality. She's eager to elevate others, whether it's personally, professionally, or civically. And when she leads, we all are in lockstep right behind her.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling announced they are launching a $2.5 million operating endowment campaign. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Here's some numbers.
Some sunshine developing across the area today. That'll lead to highs of 75 to 80 this afternoon. We cloud up tonight. Lows will drop down to 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. Temperatures tomorrow are probably going to be close to 80 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night. In fact, some of them may be strong. Temperatures near 65. Showers and thunderstorms on Friday, they could be strong. High of 75. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball gearing up for Abilene Christian. They hold a perfect midweek mark and a perfect non-conference mark, and the record's darn near perfect. We'll have more on that coming up in just a bit. Courtney Walker was named the MVP of the team at their student banquet, and we've got a lot more in sports with the NBA wrapping up. Major League Baseball and Johnny Football's in the news, too. He was released from rehab on Friday.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Thanks for sitting in for a couple of days.
It was truly my pleasure.
Yeah, okay. You liked it, did you?
You know what? It's a lot of fun, Scott, but I just try and keep the dang thing between the ditches when you're not here.
I understand. It's different. It's a different skill set.
Or lack thereof.
Just means you're good at different things. That's all.
And that sounds that sounds like what my dad would have said. No, you're good at different things. No, you are. You're pretty. No.
I don't know. I didn't hear it. So anyway. A famous restaurant in the Netherlands always puts on this exciting publicity stunt to mark the beginning of the asparagus season.
Oh.
I guess somebody has to.
Yeah.
So in previous years, the owner has used everything from a Formula One race car to a hot air balloon and a helicopter to deliver the first asparagus of the season. And this year, he wanted to try flying an unmanned aerial vehicle, a UAV, basically a drone. Well, now, initially, the journey from the asparagus farm started out well, with the drone taking off, carrying a metal canister with several asparagus stalks in it. In the interest of safety, the pilot followed in a small pickup truck so that the drone would always be in a line-of-sight situation. And the stunt, of course, being filmed by media so that they could capture it and put it on the news. The drone landed safely during the journey to have its battery charged. Now, obviously, it didn't go well from there because we wouldn't be talking about it. Takes off, and then after the second takeoff, the drone quietly crashed on a country road in full view of everyone there. Both the drone and the asparagus carrying went up in flames, thus the first asparagus of the season died in a crash of a drone. But that's okay. They had a second first harvest delivery made by traditional means. Maybe next year they'll go back to the horse and buggy.
Maybe so.
Or they'll put them in wooden shoes.
Yes, they can do that. I'll take a mulligan.
We got a lot of information. Perfect situation.
Because that way they can start over from ground zero and then come up with something cute and creative yet again.
You know, the asparagus festival sounds great until you think about standing downwind of the porta potties.
Really?
Man.
Really?
Well, I had asparagus yesterday at lunch.
Well, stay away from us.
I'm very self-conscious.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Look here, you look up and it's April 15th. Dang. Isn't that fun?
What significance does that play?
Yeah, really. For me, it really doesn't. It's another 15th.
You're a quarterly guy, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I got payroll. We do it regularly. So it's, no. Anyway.
Saw an astronomical oddity this morning.
Oh, what is that?
The you always talk about the fingernail moon.
Yeah.
I've being a nighttime person, you know, for most of my life, I've always seen the full moon rising and big and red on the horizon.
Oh, sure.
Never seen a big, huge red fingernail moon.
Oh, did you see that this morning?
Yeah, I didn't know they existed.
Bunch of stuff in the atmosphere, obviously.
Yeah. And then it hit behind a thunderhead for a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah. There you are. But anyway, it's day 105. We got 260 of them to go. It is, of course, that day when a lot of folks pay their taxes. It's National That Sucks Day. I guess that works pretty well.
Yes, it does.
It's also Take a Wild Guess Day, which, again, could also fall right into what we're talking about. It's Glazed Spiral Ham Day, because I guess it needs a day. It's, right? National Bookmobile Day. Remember Bookmobile?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How fun that used to be.
That was a big deal,
yeah,
man.
It was. Bookmobile's coming. And it's Rubber Eraser Day, which, again, probably could figure into the tax deals if you're using your pencil to figure that stuff. And it's Leonardo da Vinci's birthday, not the other Leonardo. You know, you ask a 20-something... I'm going to say Leonardo. What are you going to finish with? It would be something other than...
It depends on how... I was going to say, it depends how geeky they are.
DiCaprio.
Yeah,
because DiCaprio or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh, well, yeah. No, see, that is really... No. People who liked Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles didn't even know that Leonardo da Vinci, that Leonardo even had a first name. You know what I'm saying? Or da Vinci was his last name or whatever it is. Go ahead.
Birthdays now?
Of living people.
Yeah, of living people. Okay, Macy Williams is 18 from Soap Opera with Swords. Emma Watson, Hermione Granger, is 25 right now. That should tell you something if you've been watching the movies. Annie Costner, Kevin's kid, is 31. God. Seth Rogen is 33. Luke Evans from Fast and Furious and The Hobbit, 36. Danny Pino, 41 from Law & Order SVU. Lying Under the Rock of Obscurity. From Naughty Girls need Love Too. Samantha Fox is 40.
Who? What?
Samantha Fox.
I don't even know the movie.
It's not a movie. It was a song.
Well, there you go. She was obscure in my world before any of that.
She was page six girl, and when that just happened to correspond with being, you know, 16 years old, I know who Samantha Fox
got
is.
Got it. I understand. Okay. Yeah, I hear it.
Loras Childs is 68. She was the doctor in the Moonraker movie with James Bond. And Hee-Haw star Roy Clark, 82 today.
Whoa. Wow. Dave Edmonds?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 71. Rock On, is that
right? I'm sorry, I missed that. Yes, yeah. And wrote for several people.
That's right. And Heloise of Hints From would be 64.
Strangest first name ever.
Yeah, it is. Do you have Michael Tucci?
No, I didn't have that one either.
Hey, he's kind of neat. He's 69. And if you remember Linda Bloodworth Thomason, she was a TV packager. No, she was a TV producer and then a money packager for the Clintons. That's who she was. She did a lot of TV shows. You'd probably know her name, but that's about it. All right, it's 6:18.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If I was the president and I wanted to negotiate a deal with the Iranians, okay, that was my deal, and I thought it would be in the world's best interest, the United States' best interest. Don't you think there are certain fundamental prerequisites that you've got to have before the negotiations even begin? In other words, if you can't get over the fact that they are committed to the destruction of Israel and wiping Israel off the map, even saying it in the course of these negotiations, that doesn't sound like a group of people that fundamentally actually want a real agreement. If they're chanting death to America, doesn't that have to go away before you sit down at the table? Don't they have to change their behavior first before sanctions are lifted and billions of dollars are put back in the Iranian economy? Just basic, simple fundamentals.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man said he recently informed his wife he's going to start waxing his chest. Only because the waxing place is right near Golfsmith, and trade-in days are almost over. When you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% bonus towards new ones. He's got a lot of clubs to trade in, so he's going to wax his chest, eyebrows, back, and, well, trade-in days at Golfsmith is in its final days, so hurry in. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
622, News Talk 1620, WTW. A little cool again this morning. It's, you know, we 58 or so and something like that, and but we'll get back up to 80 today.
Yeah,
and
I left the windows open last night, so it's a little chilly in the casa.
Now, I was out of town. Did Dallas get a lot of rain? Somebody said they'd seen video of garbage trucks in Dallas being floated because of all the.
I don't think rain. I saw that at all. But.
Well, again, they may have been wrong, but anyhow. But I see again. Though this has really just been a spectacularly juicy spring.
Oh yeah, I wonder if it's due to that. We talked about it yesterday, but that blob off the coast of California.
Oh, the California blob.
Yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, that is the official term.
Now, wait, that's not technical. Yeah. Don't we have to name
the blob? No, it's called the blob.
Mm-hmm.
We did a whole thing on it because I found, like, the National Weather Service calls it the blob.
Well, all right, two things have to happen. Number one, they have to send Jim Cantore there, and they'll have to name it, okay? Because they'll start doing that soon.
Bob Alpha.
Bob the blob.
Well, I guess you have to figure out what the parameters will be of it being a blob. You know, it used to be like so many other things that you'd be fascinated over. You know, if you scratched a meteorologist, they could come up with all sorts of terms that you'd never heard before, cumulonimbus or whatever. And you know, then we started putting cute little names to it, like La Nina and El Nino. And so, did we get too technical? Did we get not technical enough? But I mean, blob is pretty baseline, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
there's not much else you can say about that.
It's a third oddity in the vein of El Nino and La Nina.
And then if it's neither of those, then it'll be a blob.
Well, this is like a skinny little strip, yeah. And I think strip didn't sound as good as blob.
Okay. Well,
it's what's causing a lot of the drought there is what they're saying. And not related to global warming or climate change.
Really?
Really?
No.
And the reason I know they believe it is because all the warmers out there or changers had to come out and say, whoa, no. Now, what they're saying is this isn't necessarily related to it, but that doesn't discredit climate change.
Yeah, so. Okay. It's not one of those, but it doesn't mean that those people are bad people. Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Well, but you see, here's a good thing. If you do that, then you've got a whole new funding category.
Oh.
For grant money.
Yes, blobs.
Yes, it. I mean, they may have to come up with something more technical than that, but that way they can still get money that was going to be used for that other stuff. Chance of rain is 60% on Thursday, 50% on Thursday night, and on Friday as well. Temps will be okay. We got the Parents Weekend coming up, isn't
it?
Yes,
right? We do.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of hit and miss. Got a 30% Friday night, 40% on Saturday, so we'll see what happens. Temps will be okay. It's just a matter of whether or not we'll get any sunshine out there or any rain.
So a friendly reminder from your friendly neighborhood driving Nazi,
yeah.
Because there are going to be parents in town
yes.
who don't know where anything is,
yeah.
And because people in this town freak out when it rains.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
That's true. Putting those two things together. Well, they were going to drive slowly enough anyway.
Yeah.
We think that's probably right, but it'll be even slower now.
Yeah.
And they'll have to look, oh, gosh, that place wasn't here when I was here last year.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair, asking you to join me for the 12th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 8th for golf at Traditions. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org to sign up. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps.
What if you could have the perfect schedule every day of your life? For guys, it would be something like beer, football, girls, girls, beer, girls, football. I think that would pretty much break it down. Now, this goes for not just vacations or Christmas, but every single day. How would you spend your time? A new survey asked 900 women to break down how they'd break down their perfect average day. What a girl wants, what a girl needs. And here are the results. First, 8 solid hours, uninterrupted sleep was number one. Need some sleep. But followed thereafter by 106 minutes of intimacy. Fill in the blank however you want. Then, 82 minutes of face-to-face socialization, 78 minutes of relaxing, 75 minutes of eating, 73 minutes of prayer or meditation, 68 minutes of exercise. I could go on and on. TV's in there, phone, shopping, cooking, housework, napping, 46 minutes being with the kids, which kind of surprised me, and only 36 minutes of work. Working 9 to 5. And 33 minutes of commuting. Now, as I was putting this all together, I had mentally written about 6 million jokes, because if you add all that up, it's more than 24 hours in a day. I was amazed by what my mother could do in a day. It doesn't surprise me that women, even in the realm of fantasy, would try and cram more into one day than you could actually do. So, guys, the next time a big event comes around, tell her you'll take the kids out of the house and let her sleep for 8 solid hours. She'll like that more than anything else you can get her.
And that is my commentary brought to us by Gun Corps. By the way, they have brand new classes. You can get CHL and defensive and tactical handgun classes. And to find out more, go to gun-corps.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
It's 627. Here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Basically, what we told you a few minutes ago, look for high temperatures today and on through the weekend, probably between 76 and 78 degrees, so that should be nice. Maybe not as much sunshine as we would like to have. 20% chance of showers today and tonight. We're going to start jacking them up as we head on toward the weekend, and looks like, again, we're going to be up at above 50% on Friday and Saturday. Again, keep our fingers crossed and see how all that stuff works, and we'll let you know, or you'll find out together.
Knowing how to use the element of surprise is something that can help you be more successful. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
To be more successful, whether as a business or an individual, one often overlooked strategy is the power of surprise.
The definition here is it's the constant expansion of the boundaries of delightful extremes. What you want to make sure you do is delight a customer.
Andy Nolman, author of the book, Pow, Right Between the Eyes.
The goal is to cause what I call euphoric shock. A euphoric shock is that little tingle you give somebody where you reduce their resistances, you raise their level of happiness, and at this point, I call this the lubricant to yes. It makes people more susceptible to buy into what you're trying to sell.
Here's a good example of the use of surprise. Andy recalls being stuck in a long line in a bookstore at Christmas time and getting frustrated.
And suddenly I felt, a tap on my shoulder, and I turned around. It was this girl who worked at the store and had a little basket of chocolates. And she said, listen, sir, I know it's Christmas time. We're very, very busy, but would you like to have a chocolate to help pass the time? And we all started talking to each other, and suddenly the line just went like that, like nothing. But for $10, they went out and got some chocolates, and they completely changed the attitude, surprised us all. And here I am 3 years later talking about it on your radio show.
Think about it. When a business or an individual surprises you with something, it feels great.
And that delight ends up bonding you. Really, this works not just in the business field, but in personal relationship field, it's also incredibly powerful.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There's a new location for the Park and Ride shuttle bus service to and from Kyle Field. Get to the Grid will be based at University and Copperfield, the home of American Momentum Bank and the Adam Corporation. The opportunity from Chief Executive Don Adam was praised by officials with the university, the A&M system, and the city of College Station. The offer to park at Momentum Plaza followed backlash from the local youth soccer community after learning Veterans Park was being considered. The lighted parking lot has more than 1,000 spaces. That's about half the number used by fans last year at the mall. The difference will be made up on campus. University officials also say this will be the only shuttle location. Some members of the Bryan City Council had asked A&M to consider a stop at the downtown parking garage. Most of last night's Bryan City Council meeting was debate over funding this year's Texas Reds Festival.
The $110,000 request from the Downtown Bryan Association passed on a 4-2 vote. Joining Jason Bianski, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condola was Al Sines, who considered it an investment in the arts.
I think we would be cheating our youth if we didn't in somehow or another instill in them an appreciation of the audio arts, visual arts, and all the many other arts that are out there that I'm not familiar with.
Another divided vote involved Bryan's new senior advisory committee. Mayor Jason Bianski moved to make the committee report to the Parks and Recreation Board instead of the council.
I know in College Station they report to the Parks and Recreation Committee. I think the two Parks and Recreation Committees can work together in Bryan and in College Station.
Rafael Pena, who wanted the senior committee to report to the council, said he voted with the mayor in order to create the advisory body.
If this were to go to a vote and it'd be 3-3, it would fail, and then the original motion would come into play, which we know the three who would vote against and the three who would vote for it, and by definition that would fail as well.
The committee will be made up of between 6 and 16 Bryan residents who are at least 55 years old. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tomorrow's special meeting of the Bryan City Council has been canceled. An unexplained conflict was cited as the reason for considering whether to endorse state legislation impacting Blaine College. Online at WTAW.com is the background information of three bills. Two are written by State Representative John Rainey. One calls for keeping revenue generated on the Bryan campus to be spent in Bryan. The second bill, which would appoint two Brazos County residents to the Blinn Board, has also been filed in the Senate by Charles Schwertner, who represents Bryan, and Lois Kolkhorst, who represents Brenham. The southern boundary of the College Station is expanding again. The City Council's approval of annexing 233 acres bordered by Welborn Road, Reuter Road, and Greens Prairie Trail followed more opposition by affected property owners in the Welborn community. Carl Hathaway said his wife couldn't come because the annexation has made her sick.
Honestly, I don't really think everyone here, the council, employees and such, really understand the stress that this puts on people. I really don't know how else to say it, but quite honestly, we feel violated.
Last month, Susan Marty was one of two speakers wearing T-shirts that said, "No annexation without sanitation," as a call to build sewer lines and hire more police officers.
The city continuing to classify the existing homes in this area as rural and using that as an excuse not to provide wastewater services and fire hydrants. It doesn't make sense.
City sewer lines won't be built, according to what the council passed, quote, until such time development and or redevelopment warrants the extension. A two-vehicle crash Monday night at Highway 30 and Bird Pond Road resulted in one death and two injuries. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 89-year-old Dorothy Perry of Bryan failed to yield the right-of-way and turned her car in front of a pickup.
For whatever reason unknown to us right now, you know, she's 89 years old. I don't know if she just didn't see the truck or she misjudged the distance, but she did pull out into the path of the truck.
Morgan says a passenger in the car and the truck were taken to the hospital. The driver of the pickup was not hurt. Two local business owners were recognized at the 11th Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley. Cherry and J.J. Rufino thanked the full house attending the foundation's tribute luncheon.
The true spirit of community service is never about those who serve. Rather, how best we as volunteers can serve our community.
There's very few times that I allow Joe Johnny to do all the talking, but today is one of those. I just want to thank everybody very much. We're so honored, and, you know, our community has given us so much. The little bit that we've done, we've received twice fold back.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling announced they are launching a $2.5 million operating endowment campaign.
We'll be seeking local foundation and business partners to join us in establishing a permanent endowment to help sustain the operations of a viable and yet growing phenomenal foundation.
The foundation now manages 60 funds totaling more than $3 million in assets. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. We'll have more news at 7 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Brazos Valley Earth Day is just around the corner, celebrating the environment with local exhibitors, vendors, and demonstrations, a kid zone, live entertainment, free refreshments, and more. Brazos Valley Earth Day is a free, fun event for the entire family. Spend the day at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater on April 18th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Brazos Valley Earth Day. Don't miss it. April 18th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This ad paid for by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and the Brazos Valley Council of Governments.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
6:38, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sunshine in the forecast for today. Our temperatures will make their way up to about 75 to 80 degrees this afternoon. Clouds will start to return overnight. Lows will drop down to 65. Tomorrow, lots of clouds. There could be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 80. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. They could be strong, lows near 65. Showers and thunderstorms for the day on Friday, and again, they could be strong, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball gearing up for Abilene Christian tonight. A&M softball is getting ready for Lamar. NBA wraps up regular season play this evening, and Major League Baseball plus more on Johnny Football. All coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
It's 6:39. Let me see. Today being Wednesday. It's getting tough. We have lots of moving targets now from when we used to do things normally. And first, we'll talk to Nancy Berry this morning. We'll also talk to Charles Schwartner right before her. And then we'll talk to John Rainey probably at 8:35 or so this morning because he's got committee-type stuff. And then tomorrow, we'll talk to Bill Flores. So that's what I mean. Okay. It's all kind of moving targets, but we'll get them all fitted in there. And I think the Rush update is about this today, but the House is gearing up to vote tomorrow on repealing the estate tax.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, I agree, which is something that has energized the base really in both parties.
Oh, yeah.
And the Republicans, trying to make this a pretty important part of their agenda during a week when millions of taxpayers are facing that thing that happens today, that deadline or extension deal. And the anti-tax groups, of course, hold protests. So, and repealing the, I mean, I prefer calling it the death tax.
Well, that's
really
what it is.
Yeah. The news people are usually are calling it the estate tax, which I do kind of have a problem with that. And, you know, there have been any number of books that have been written out there about your next door neighbor who's a millionaire, because there are a lot of them out there, really. There really, really are a lot of people out there who are worth $1 million. And, you know,
in assets, usually.
Exactly. Not like they got that in the bank.
It's not liquid.
But again, as the argument is always used, family farms is kind of that's always been the piece that they use to say, you know, here's a family who has grown in wealth over time, but as members die, they get taxed, and it starts to chop into the estate to the point that, you know, you move on through a few years, a few decades, and this thing isn't nearly what it used to be, and they weren't rich, you know, not rich people. It's just that's where their money is tied up in assets that are really not very liquid, and so
yeah,
we'll see.
You can't go on Craigslist and just go, hey, here's a combine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. And
and from a PR perspective, I don't understand the veto threat. I mean, it's just being the president of no.
Well, and you know.
And that's not good.
No, and to that point, we'll go to that in just a minute. Now, right. Obama and some of his and some of the senior Democrats want to expand the tax. They do want to hit more estates, in fact, with a higher top rate. But, you know, right now, I don't know that resonates with working Americans. I'm really not sure. You just kind of hear the Joe on the street and let them kind of talk to you, or you kind of engage them and hear it. And the rhetoric that the national media wants to put out there, I don't think resonates with a whole lot of people in Main Street. And it's happening more and more.
Well, yeah, because how many times have you heard record tax revenue?
Sure.
It's happened, but
yeah.
You haven't heard it because no one's talking about it.
We'll see. Kevin Brady, by the way, is one of the sponsors of the repeal proposals. Of course, he used to be our local congressman. Anyway, so we'll see how that comes out front and center. But there is bipartisan support for that going away, because obviously every state, every jurisdiction has people who are possibly have more assets than people around them, but they ain't wealthy by any means, and they don't need to get whacked down. The president did concede, I see, that Congress will have the power to, in fact, review his nuclear deal. Now, again, are we going to read the English version of the Farsi version? Because obviously there are two different reads. One's saying something that the other one isn't. I don't think there are too many members of Congress who can read Farsi. But the deal is, this is the Bob Corker bill that basically worked out pretty well. The legislation passed unanimously out of the committee 19-0. And it also cuts to 30 days from 60 days, the time in which Congress can review any final nuclear agreement. So maybe that's the one proviso in there that allowed it to get through. But I'm sure, once again, the president doesn't want people checking his work because he's smarter than us.
I saw a really interesting take on that, and is it you have to determine whether he is Lenin,
okay,
or if he's Gorbachev, the Iraqi or the Iranian.
Oh, okay. Because
if he's Gorbachev, mm-hmm, they'll take advantage of this and move forward, and everything will turn out for the best. If it's Lenin, they're going to turn around and ram it right back down your throat if they can.
Yeah. And I see that Russia wasted no time in saying that they were going to make armaments available to them if they needed.
Sure.
It. That's great. Yeah, good. So I think we probably know the answer to that question, don't we? I think they're going to be ramming it forward.
Oh, yeah, without question.
President told Congress yesterday that he intends on removing Cuba from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Congress now has 45 days to consider the decision. See what we say. Bernie Sanders, he's an independent senator from Vermont, slamming the media's coverage of Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Oh, my good
saying
night.
Reporters and the public don't know where she stands on many important issues. He was on MSNBC. Why don't you tell me what Hillary Clinton is campaigning on? Do you actually know? Well, you don't know, and I don't know, and the American people don't know. I'm sure there's a great national interest about the Scooby van that she's been driving.
which isn't a van. It's not.
It's not?
No,
okay.
It's a bus. You've seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's a tour bus.
Okay, no, I don't care that much. They tried to call it a van.
Yes.
I tried to crowdsource reasons to vote for Hillary.
Oh, yeah? How'd you do with that?
Well, I started off with one tongue-in-cheek one, because the only one I was aware of was no Y chromosome.
Okay. All right.
And someone suggested that the policy would actually be set by Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And then we got to, we eventually landed on, I think, three real ones. Experience as Secretary of State. My criteria was not to agree with it, just that someone could use it as a reason to vote for.
Okay. All
experience
right.
at SOS. Champions, she's a champion for women's rights.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why this got split into a separate one, but champions child welfare. So,
all right.
That's... Okay. Anyone who supports her, that are the people I know who support her, that's all they could come up with.
That's the pony they're riding, huh?
Sure.
All right. Well, we'll see how that works out. As I say, we'll talk to the state reps today. The Senate, nanny nanny poo poo, got their Senate budget out in about, 3 hours or something the other day, and it took 12 hours. There's only 31 senators, so, I mean, how long could it take for that to happen? But anyway, we'll talk to the senator about moving that through. And John Legend decided to sit down with the Texas Tribune to talk about incarceration rates in Texas. Now, I like John Legend.
I do too. Talented guy.
John Legend is a very talented guy. Has, that All of Me song, which got played 14 million times last year. And that's great. But, if John Legend wants to talk about incarceration rates in Texas... I wish John Legend would go back and look at, we could start with the music industry. Let's think about the lyrics that are in some of those songs.
Now,
how does that?
That doesn't cause problems.
No, not at all. Yeah, no, let's kind of go back to the root of the problem rather than start up at incarceration and say that's where the problem is. Again, really talented guy, but much like Ted Danson when he wanted to save the whales. Just shut up and stay in the area that you know, okay? We don't need to hear you try to tell us how to do things better, because you're going to zoom in on your G5, tell us that, climb back in your G5, fly away, and hope that you have anointed us with your words. So, 647.
When disaster strikes, only one service is always there. Over-the-air FM radio. From blizzards to hurricanes, tornadoes to tropical storms, the risk of power outages, telephone, data, and mobile service loss could be dire unless you have your cell phone's FM radio chip turned on.
We had no power.
But we were informed and kept safe with the radio in our phone.
Protect your family, yourself, and anyone you care about with one simple yet significant act. Activate the FM chip in your cell phone.
Turn it on.
Visit freeradioonmyphone.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 18th, it's tree care. The factors affecting the health of trees are often misunderstood or overlooked. We'll teach you what to look for and what to do about problems this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We gardeners do some pretty goofy things. We're intelligent enough to surf the net, and a few of us can still add columns of numbers without reaching for a calculator, but when it comes to our plants, we sometimes appear utterly clueless. I have some of the more common errors that I see people making in tending to their landscapes and gardens. I'll be back with details of the troubles we cause right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing, but the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. So our topic today is the troubles that we gardeners cause ourselves. One of the most common ones is we buy plants that aren't suited to our area. Forget those gorgeous little pest-prone beauties that catch your eye at the garden center. Forget native Texas plants from some other corner of the state. Stick with adapted plants, whether they're native or not. Plants that are willing to grow with a minimum of effort. Ask your nurseryman about any problems your chosen plants will likely encounter before you plunk down your money. If a list starts to evolve, you need to find other plants. Formal shearing is a waste of time. Buy plants that grow to the mature size and shape that you need for a particular spot in your landscape and then let them grow. Formal shearing ruins the natural look of your gardens, and it gives you one more boring chore that you have to do every month. You have enough otherwise, just being a human. Fast-growing trees are not the final answer. When you buy a new car, you probably worry much more than how fast it's going to travel. You want quality, beauty, and sound investment. That same consideration needs to enter the choice of shade trees. You'll be years ahead if you let yourself buy for quality, not just for speed. Your nurseryman can show you many fine options that will grow almost as fast as the trash trees without all the problems. Very few plants in Texas die from overwatering. Nonetheless, gardeners are willing to draw all blame for a plant's death onto themselves by agonizing that they watered too much, I watered too often. I hear it all the time. In almost all cases, the plant actually just got too dry one isolated time during the growing season. Maybe they overreacted at that point. The best way to tell if a plant's dying from overwatering would be to see if it's wilted for a day or two at the same time that the soil is still wet. Perennials are not less work than annuals. Most folks figure that they can plant perennials once and forget about them. The truth is, most perennials cycle in and out of bloom within 4 to 6 weeks. You need to have a wide assortment to ensure constant color, and you need to provide some sort of anchoring evergreen shrubs to keep the bed looking presentable during the winter. Plan on reworking your perennial garden every couple of years. Dig and divide the clumps and work fresh organic matter into the soil. Of course, you have to do that by hand. Those are just a few of the troubles we cause. I'll have others in another program. This is Neil Sperry, Secrets of the Natural Landscape, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The number one Texas A&M baseball squad is hosting Abilene Christian and the Wildcats for a Wednesday night affair. They'll be at Olson. Aggies entered the game with a perfect 22-0 non-conference mark, a perfect 10-0 midweek mark, and a 33-3 regular season mark. Not too shabby. The Maroon and White have already matched their regular season win total from last year, and there are 19 regular season games left on the schedule. A&M has hit home runs in 9 consecutive games, including 6 games with multiple dingers, and the Aggies have 20 home runs over that span. Expected to take the bump for A&M, freshman right-hander Turner Larkin. Abilene Christian is still TBA. First pitch tonight, 6:35, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The number 23 A&M softball team hosts Lamar University this evening. First pitch coming at 6:35 in the midweek contest on The Zone HD 95.1-3. Following an impressive junior campaign on the hardwood, Aggie guard Daniel House has announced that he will be returning to Texas A&M for his senior season. After transferring from the University of Houston this past year, he was named All-SEC First Team with the Aggies. Courtney Walker was named Team MVP for the Aggies during the A&M Women's Basketball Banquet held at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Student-athletes, coaches, and fans gathered to celebrate the squad's 2014-15 season, which saw the ladies post a 23-10 record and earn a spot in the NCAA tournament for the 10th consecutive year. A pair of A&M swimmers were honored by the SEC. Senior Sarah Henry earned SEC Female Swimmer of the Year honors, while freshman Burrell Gastaladello was named the SEC Female Freshman of the Year. In Major League Baseball, rookie Kendall Graveman pitched into the 6th inning, and 4 relievers completed the shutout to give the Oakland Athletics the 4-0 win over Houston. The A's stay in Houston for a 7-10 start this evening. Robinson Chirino had a career-high 5 RBIs with a home run and a double to lead the Rangers over the Los Angeles Angels 8-2.
I was just trying to get ready to hit. I mean, I've been working hard in the cage with Dave, and I just giving my service chance to to see the ball, and that was the difference tonight. I was getting ready to hit, and I was able to see the pitch and recognize, so it was good.
By the way, Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel was at last night's game, as he had ended his 10-week stay in rehab the past Friday. Rangers and Halos will square off in a matinee game, first pitch at 1:05, and you can catch that one today on the Zone HD 95.1-3. In more Johnny football news, Cleveland left tackle Joe Thomas said last night at the Cleveland Convention Center, after the team had unveiled their new uniforms, that the Browns were aware last season that things were, quote, getting in the way, end quote, of Johnny Manziel's commitments. ESPN's Teddy Briskey had this to say yesterday on His and Hers.
It's good that he's sort of trying to push the reset button on his life. You give him a clean slate coming in, but you're not reestablishing my trust because you didn't have it.
And the regular season for the NBA wraps up tonight with Portland Trailblazers forward Nicholas Batman. He's got a right knee contusion and will miss tonight's finale against the Mavericks in Dallas. Tip off there at 7. Utah is in H-Town to take on the Beard at 7. And the Spurs finish up in New Orleans at 7. Coach Greg Popovich is still not satisfied with the NBA champs, though.
You can always play better. You know, we're doing a great job as far as progressing, but we want to continue to get better, you know, as the playoffs begin.
And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So let's see, the NBA regular season is wrapping up today.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the playoffs go on. They'll finish about the 30th of May. Is that right?
No, actually, I think the championship winds up sometime in early June.
Okay, early June, that's fine. Then they take 3 weeks off, and then the preseason starts again, right?
Pretty much.
That'll be awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more. What we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, and we'll show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, we've got 0% financing with approved credit. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all makes and models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 92626.
Malik is making a difference for you.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper on our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-